for this team, not having that kind of guy, you know, or, you know, superstar player that you can just throw the ball to and have him bail you out, the other areas concern me more. You know, obviously, every coach that's been here has tried to take advantage of the altitude and the environment up here in Denver and, you know, play, you know, pretty much played the up and down fast break style to take advantage of that. And, you know, and I still want to play at a good pace, but what I understand, you know, from the teams that I've been with that have had great success, you have to be a good half-court execution team, you have to be a good defensive rebounding team, and, you know, and so those are areas that we have to continue to work on and continue to get better at, because, and especially because of the fact that we don't have somebody to bail us out. So we have to be able to stop teams. You know, our defense has to be on point. Our rebounding has to be on point. But more so on the offensive side, you know, when the game does slow down and you play a team in a seven-game series in the playoffs, they can take away your running game. And, mm-hmm. and that's why you have to be able to execute. And so, you know, our pace isn't as fast as last year's George Karl's team. But, you know, like I said, my outlook, I'm looking at the big picture, you know, down the line, being able to win games where, you know, the score is going to be, you know, 82-81 because you were able to execute and you were able to defend is what I'm looking at more.
You guys are 7-4 at home, 7-6 on the road. What's the next step? And you've been around a lot. You've been around championship teams in L.A. What's the next step usually for a young team when it comes to getting over that road hump and starting to make people fear you when you walk on their home court?
Well, we talked about from day one, you know, formula being, you know, you win your home games and you finish above 500 on the road. And the teams that I've played on where we've, you know, we've gone deep and won championships and what have you, that's been something that's been pretty consistent with all those teams. You have a winning road record, and you win the majority of your games at home. And so we're trying to establish that. You know, right now we're over 500 on the road. You know, we have more losses than I'd like, you know, on our home court. But, you know, we are a young team and we're still trying to figure things out. But, you know, like I said, once we, you know, and we haven't been healthy. You know, we still don't have Gallinari. JaVale McGee's been out for us, you know, and not to use that as an excuse. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we have some young guys who are in the rotation who haven't had a whole lot of opportunity to play before, you know, like Jordan Hamilton. And so, you know, he's getting his feet wet. It's only going to make us better when those guys do come back, because now they're getting experience that they haven't had before.